Good morning. It is 8 o'clock on Monday morning. That can only mean one thing here on WNFO Medford, and that is the beginning of Rock of Ages. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be here for the next hour. We will welcome the new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They were announced this week. Also, we will remember today one of the great rock singers of all time who died on this day 4 years ago. Plus Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder. All here at 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. That song's called My Friends. And we heard the Beatles before that, and Your Bird Can Sing off the Revolver album. Revolver and Rubber Soul, probably my favorite Beatle albums. You can really hear the bridge between kind of the 2.5 minute songs of Help and the Sgt. Pepper's that came right after those two albums. Really good stuff from the Beatles. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. Hope you had a good weekend. The Saturday was spectacular. A big weekend for college graduations. Congratulations to the class of 2021. And if you were graduating or know someone who was graduating, it's a pretty big deal. And probably a good idea to give a little bit of a retroactive nod to the class of 2020 who didn't get to do all this, kind of got lost in the shuffle. I know a lot of universities are circling back and trying to do something for the class of 2020, but they certainly did not have the big graduation weekend on a beautiful weekend in May like the class of 2021 did. Also, after a year and a half of sitting around or doing stilted Zoom concerts, many performers are apparently itching to get back on the road. The floodgates have absolutely opened on concert announcements. This past week, there were dozens and dozens of tour announcements, too many outdoor festivals to even mention. So if you've been anxious to see your favorite band or just to go to a concert in general, you should really go online and look around because it seems like everybody announced a tour in the last week. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick. We do this every week at this time. My friend Phil from Watertown gives us a pick of something he thinks we should be listening to. And we have a good one for you today. Here's Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Convex by St. Paul and the Broken Bones. St. Paul and the Broken Bones hail from Alabama. They're a tight ensemble with a gospel-tinged retro soul sound, complete with horns and a dynamic lead singer. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Can't. it's wrong or if it's right. But until my ship comes in, I live night by night. When the Joker tried to tell me I could cut it in this rural town, when he tried to hang that sign on me, I said, take it down.
Steely Dan off of Pretzel Logic, Night by Night, and we heard St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The song was Convex, and that is Phil's pick for this week, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO on a Monday morning. You know, this week, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame officially announced their inductees for this year. They are the Foo Fighters, the Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, and Tina Turner. They will join in the performers category. Also, LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will receive Music Excellence Awards. Three of this year's inductees, Dave Grohl, Tina Turner, and Carole King, are entering the hall for the second time. Carole King was inducted along with her former songwriting partner, Jerry Goffin, in 1990 as a non-performer. Tina Turner entered in 1991 as half of the Ike and Tina Turner duo. And Dave Grohl, of course, was brought in as Nirvana's drummer in 2014. And also of note, three out of the six inductees this year are women. The induction ceremony will be held in Cleveland at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on October 30th. It will be broadcast on HBO Max and streamed on HBO Max at a later date. So let's hear from a couple of the new class of 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Foo Fighters on Rock of Ages.
it's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Hi, we're the Go-Go's, and you're listening to Ron LaRussa.
A couple in a row from the newest inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are the Go-Go's from Beauty and the Beat. It's called This Town. And also the Foo Fighters before that. They will be among six new inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on October 30th. Right around this time of year, the traditional broadcast networks tend to wrap up their seasons with season finale shows. To the extent that anyone's watching broadcast anymore, they do still do that. And so Rolling Stone magazine has seen fit to publish their list of the 100 greatest sitcoms ever. And I love to go over these lists because they're so debatable, they're so subjective. And in fact, when they were describing how they came to decide exactly what is a sitcom, they did say shows like sketch comedy shows like Saturday Night Live would not count, but they used Justice Potter Stewart's famous definition of obscenity, which is basically, I know it when I see it. And so with that, they launched into the list. And before I get to the top 10, there's some interesting things in the top 100 that I noticed. So number 90 was Big Bang Theory. And I thought that maybe that one would rate a little higher, just because of how long a life it had, and it did really have pretty spectacular ratings throughout. But that came in at number 90. Also in that same category is Modern Family, which was only at number 84. Given that they won all those Emmys for Best Comedy in a row, I think it was 5 years in a row, I thought that would rank higher. Number 53 was Scrubs, which I thought was just kind of pretty average, and I'm surprised that it actually rated that high. Friends came in at number 38. I also thought that one would do a little better. That one is so popular in syndication right now. A lot of people seem to be kind of falling in love with Friends all over again. So I thought number 38 was a little low for them. And here are two that are juxtaposed, and I really don't understand this. Numbers 24 and 23, respectively. 24 was Community. That was a very mediocre sitcom with Chevy Chase in it. And then right behind it was number 23, The Office, which I think is one of the great sitcoms of all time. And the fact that they were so close together kind of blew my mind. So anyway, here's the top 10. According to Rolling Stone magazine, the top 10 sitcoms of all time, in reverse order from 10 to 1. Number 10, The Larry Sanders Show, starring Gary Shandling. Number 9, Parks and Rec, which, again, I think that's really high for that show. Honeymooners at number 8. Number 7, Mary Tyler Moore, no argument. Number 6 was MASH. 5, All in the Family. 4, I Love Lucy. Number 3 was Seinfeld. Number 2, Cheers. And the number one sitcom of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, The Simpsons, known mostly for its longevity, now in its fourth decade, and while consistently maintaining quality, according to them. And very few people remember that The Simpsons actually started as a series of shorts on the very short-lived Tracy Ullman show. So there's the list. It's open for discussion, open for debate, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, let's get back to the music now. Some new music. Also on the subject of Hollywood, I suppose, Los Lobos has done a remake of the Beach Boys' Sail on Sailor as one of the first releases from their upcoming album called Native Sons, which is featuring Los Lobos covers of Los Angeles area artists. So the entire album is going to celebrate artists who make their home in L.A., and they started with this one, a remake of the Beach Boys' Sail on Sailor. It's new from Los Lobos on WMFO.
Sail on, sailor. Hi, this is Betsy from Watertown, Massachusetts. You're listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras. In Boston on the radio at 91.5 FM and worldwide on WMFO.org.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody's got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on.
I've been bumped up and I've been fooled. I've been loved and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Terrorized, sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
The Traveling Wilburys. The song is Handle With Care. They are a bona fide supergroup from the 1980s. It featured George Harrison, Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne from ELO, Bob Dylan, and the incomparable Roy Orbison, who died only a few weeks after this album's first release. They were friends, they admired each other's solo careers, and they just came together for the joy of it. And they did release a second Wilburys album a few years later, and they did continue to collaborate with each other on various projects over the years. Traveling Wilburys. And before that, we heard new from Los Lobos, Sail on Sailor, from the upcoming album called Native Sons, where they will cover tunes from Los Angeles-based artists. And that remake was very true to form. Sometimes bands will completely make a song their own when they do a cover. This one, though, pretty true to the original by the Beach Boys. Well, in just a minute, it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. We'll do it right after this.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
Marcy Playground is a trio that met in the 90s in New York City, even though two of the three grew up within minutes of each other in the suburbs of Minneapolis. They released their debut album in February 1997, which contained this worldwide radio hit. Their second album, released 2 years later, was panned by critics and quickly disappeared. They continued to release albums every 3 years or so till about 2010, but never came close to the success they had with this song. This is Sex and Candy from Marcy Playground, this week's one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era on Rock of Ages.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging? Yeah. Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. This surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Thank you. charge from the United States.
Sometimes it's hard to play Pink Floyd on the radio because you're never quite sure where one song ends and the next one begins. But that is From the Wall, Young Lust. And we heard our one-hit wonder before that from Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me today. We do this every Monday from 8 till 9 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. And today is a day in rock history that is worth pointing out. On this day, May 17th, just 4 years ago, rock lost one of its great, great vocalists in Chris Cornell. The cause of death was suicide. He was 52 years old. His songwriting was generally dark, and he did battle depression much of his life. And on the night he died, he had performed in concert with Soundgarden in Detroit. He phoned his wife after the show, who said he was in good spirits, but that he was slurring his words. She said he told her he took an extra dose of Ativan, which was an anti-anxiety medication that many former addicts use that can also be known to impair judgment. And then he was found dead in his hotel room a few hours later. Just last week, the family settled out of court with the doctor who prescribed his medications for some undisclosed sum. And so we remember Chris Cornell, 4 years gone on this day on Rock of Ages. That's Patti Smith with a sweet song she wrote for her husband, Fred Sonic Smith, who died at a young age. The song is called Frederick and sounds a lot like Because the Night. I think it's like the same chord sequence, but really nice to listen to. And before that, Burden in My Hand from Soundgarden, as we remember Chris Cornell, who died 4 years ago today, May 17th, 2017. Well, we have time for one more song before we wrap it up this morning. The show is called Rock of Ages, and the format really is, it's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to was still around today. But it's pretty well established that album rock radio did die in the late 90s, early 2000s. But then there are a bunch of bands that came right after that, and it's unclear whether they actually caused the demise or were just kind of victims of it, but a more pop rock sound developed after that. And so there are a bunch of bands that I struggle with playing, and I think I'm probably at some point going to do an entire show that features them. We're talking about Train, Maroon 5, Matchbox 20, Creed, Three Doors Down, and this band. This is Lifehouse. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
A strangled smile fell from your face. Oh, it kills me that I hurt you this way. The worst part is that I didn't even know. Now there's a million reasons for you to go. But if you can find a reason to stay, I'll do whatever it takes to turn this around. I know what's at stake. I know that I've let you down. And if you give me a chance, believe it, I can change. I'll keep us together, whatever it gotta let me inside even though it hurts. Don't hide the broken parts that I need to see. She said, like it or not, it's the way it's gotta be. You gotta love yourself if you can ever love me. I'll do whatever it takes to turn this around.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. My name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for being with me this morning. And please join me again next week and every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I'll be here all summer in this time slot. And I'm really looking forward to that. So until next week, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and I will see you on the other side. Take care.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.